our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're talking in the low voices.
This isn't really sustainable.
Okay.
All right, we're done.
Okay, well, that was the podcast.
Hello.
Have a good night.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you get. That was a bonus podcast.
We should say good morning if you're listening to this in the morning, and then
good afternoon if you're listening to it afternoon,
and good evening if you're listening to this in the evening.
And good night, if you're going to sleep.
What is it in that part between when it's like night and day? Like, you don't say like good dawn.
Good day to you.
I guess it's morning, but like, there's a point at like 4 a.m. where
I say good morning to people when it's like
1.
2 p.m.
Yeah, but even then though, like not even that, like 3:30 a.m. is not quite morning.
Yeah,
and
I think,
still not really, like, you wouldn't say, like, good night to someone.
That's the threshold,
like, good
isn't
evening.
It? To, like, when Although, it becomes late.
Good night. Good night is like a goodbye. You don't usually say good night to someone when you see them. Like, oh, good night.
Say good night.
Like, you'd never start out a phone call with, good night, my name is Holly.
Right. You say good evening.
You say good evening. But it's not evening
good
at, like, 3 in the morning. That's
no,
weird.
No, it is.
So
you say good morning.
If you answer the phone at customer service at like 3 in the morning, do you just say hello?
Yes.
Or do you just, or you say like,
good
oh
morning.
My God.
Good morning.
Do you remember when we were working Mayday and there was one person who was working Mayday with us who would read, because there was a prompt that came out the screen, you were supposed to pick between like morning and afternoon, and they would read both.
I don't remember
They'd say good
that.
Morning, afternoon.
Who was it?
I don't remember
that
Even
at all.
If I did, I wouldn't say their name.
There's some real dumb people in the world.
But I just thought it was funny because it can become so habitual when you're in customer service to just read what's on the screen. Because for the most part, that's what you're supposed to do. But when they like give you an option like that,
right,
you're
supposed to use
one.
Critical thinking.
Yeah.
In certain cases.
You know what? Sometimes we don't all have that available.
Mm-hmm.
In our skill set.
And sometimes we just gloss over it
and
just go on autopilot.
I've been playing Magikarp Jump still. I know I was playing last time and I'm still playing, but I just beat the Luxury League, which was until like 2 days ago the end of the game, but then they added another league. So
you have one more league to beat.
Yeah, I get to move on to the Heal League now.
That's dumb.
I just got Bulbasaur as a friend. There's new Magikarp patterns I could get. I could get gray or purple Magikarp.
Did you get all the other ones?
Still didn't get a better rod, though. I was kind of expecting a better rod. Oh, wait, I did. Great old rod. Is that what I had before?
A great old rod. You can't get, like, a good rod, because then you'll catch,
No, you can
like...
get a good old rod.
Right, because old rods only catch magic.
Yeah, if you get, like, a good rod, you'll accidentally catch, like, a level 50 Magikarp. Nobody wants that.
You accidentally catch, like, a Starmie or something.
It's purple.
It is purple.
I got a purple Magikarp.
Do you want to hear about the games I've been playing?
Sure, I was going to talk more about Magikarp Jump. But...
What else is there to say?
So, I've been naming the Pokemon, the Magikarp, after other Pokemon. Except there's this one pattern called Calico that I seem to get quite disproportionately to the amount that I should get it. So I just started naming it like the first one was Calino, and then it was Calicomon. And then it was Calipha. I tried to call it Calicunt, but
they
it turns
like
out
that.
It right. And even if you replace the T with a 7, it knows.
It knows better. But you could name it Titty.
You can name it Titty. You can name every one of your Magikarps Titty. Be free. Go forth yourself into this world and name every Magikarp Titty, and it will be good.
Also, the reason why is that we figured that out is because in Pokemon X and Y, we did our a Wonder Trade one time, and it came back in the comment and said, "Hey yo, titty."
Yeah, the guy's like message when you meet him was like, "Hey yo, titty."
And we're like, "You can say titty in Pokemon?"
It was. Do you remember the other one that we got?
Diggersby though.
Diggersby though. Speaking of which, I get to name this Pokemon now, and this Pokemon's name is Diggersby.
Diggersby though.
Wait, can I fit Diggersby though? Oh, I sure can.
Was it a question mark?
No.
It did have a question mark. It was like Diggersby though?
I can't fit a question mark. And it has to be all one word.
Oh.
Diggersby
though. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you tell me about the games you've been playing.
All right, well,
for anyone who has the expectation that any of these are real games, Magikarp Jump, not a real game. There's literally nothing in it that you can control. All right. It's all predetermined.
The games I've been playing. I have all of the games I've been playing in one thing.
In one games folder?
I've been playing Pokemon Go.
Yep,
every day
I know
I try
about
and
that
get
one.
My one Pokemon.
Oh, I got the dank theme.
Okay. I've been playing Egg Inc., which is where you get eggs, you collect eggs,
yep.
And do upgrades.
I'm
it's
familiar.
Just, you just wait it out. I've been playing Clickpocalypse 2.
Clickpocalypse 2.
Mm.
This is the sequel, of course, to
right.
the original
Well, the original one was... It was basically, it would just randomly generate dungeons and monsters, and you'd have guys, and they'd you'd collect equipment, and you can equip your guys, and they fight stronger guys.
Mm-hmm.
This one is similar to that, except they actually walk through a dungeon, and this is an iPhone app. The other one was just on, like, Flash or whatever.
Yeah, just on, like, the browser.
But they made the second one into an iPhone app, which is, it like, you look at it every 9 hours for 2 minutes, and then you're done.
And you're done.
I love that.
Ooh. Bulbasaur's skill is a league play. Like, if you lose to the league, you get one back.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I've also been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, which you hate. But,
I hate it.
It's pretty much my favorite phone game.
Can someone out there tell me, because I just don't feel like Googling it, when the Diamond Miner works, or whether it even works for anybody yet? Because there's, like, a Diamond Miner button on here, but I can't use it. So I'm assuming it doesn't work for anybody yet.
Diamond Miner.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it an item you have to buy?
It just says you can't use it. Do you want to go to the exchange store?
Yeah, you have to go buy it.
No, I don't think that's true.
Have you tried to buy it?
No. Oh. You have to buy 5 things and then you get it.
How many magic
trade in exchange tickets for items?
So we watched.
How do I get an exchange ticket?
So we just watched the Dead Zone with Christopher Walken from 1983, and at one point, Holly and I were talking about, like, if I was in a coma, what would the first thing I say be when I wake up? And it was like, how many magic sets came out? But then you think it was how many magic sets have I missed?
Yeah. It went to either. I mean, they're both the same thing.
That's my first question.
Do you want to talk about the magic news?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone on the pod listening to the podcast knows about magic?
No, but they will.
Yeah, we talk about it anyway. Let's do it.
Okay, so big news for magic. It's Magic Announcement Week, which they said last week they're going to announce a bunch of things this week.
Mm-hmm.
So today's Monday, which we got a big announcement where they're changing. There's three. The news is threefold today. Number one, all the masterpieces that are in the packs. In, like, one in every 4 boxes.
Yeah, they're just not doing it anymore.
They're not doing it anymore. They're doing it selectively. So if a block has, or if not, if there's no blocks anymore,
yeah,
we'll
get to
that.
Yeah, if there's a reason to have it, they'll have it, but
yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah,
they're not going to force it.
Because they were, like, stretching it for invocations,
yeah,
and they knew
it. Yeah, they forced it for Amonkhet, and you can kind of tell.
Yeah, it worked with Zendikar, it worked with Kaladesh, they forced it for Amonkhet, and they're like, oh, we're not going to force it anymore. If it works, it works. But those are, like, the super rare cards that are worth more money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Ixalan isn't going to have them. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The next big news is
mm-hmm.
They are changing, or they're bringing back core sets. So core sets are the sets for beginners to kind of jump in.
Yeah, they're not just for beginners, but they're definitely easier for beginners.
Yeah, they make them with beginners in mind, so it's a good jumping on point for the game
mm-hmm.
before you get into the more complicated sets.
For example... I liked corsets. I would have drafted a corset had I known really what a corset was at the time.
That's what I really like about it is when you they make corsets draftable to newer players, so it's getting people into draft by playing a simpler set. Because
draft is really scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the idea of it, which is why I don't do it, because there's it's already complicated enough. With most of the main sets, there's a bunch of, like, weird mechanics and crazy stuff going on for that set that I can't keep track of, and then to try to draft that on top of it gets just intimidating, so I don't do it.
Right. And they did Magic Origins was a really good set to draft. It was a very Cabs Theory set, which is advanced drafting.
Yeah, it doesn't
theory,
mean anything to most people,
but it's just you want to get creatures and cards that do stuff. But there's other sets that are more draft, like Synergy and
update stuff like that. Update for those wondering, this purple Magikarp honestly just kind of looks like a zombie.
It's a zombie.
It looks dead because it's purple.
Mm-hmm. Just like
it looks like all of its blood has left its
speaking
body.
Speaking of purple
See?
Fish,
hold on.
Okay.
Like, look, it looks dead.
Oh, he's creepy.
Yeah. Speaking of purple fish, that's a really interesting segue.
Someone we have adopted a beta fish at work.
Okay. Does it have a big enough tank? Because they usually don't.
It has a pineapple.
So no. Wait, it has a pineapple in its tank?
It lives in a pineapple inside of its tank.
Like SpongeBob?
Yeah, it's like this big.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a glass, a fishbowl sized bowl.
That's not actually enough room for a beta, but I don't care because it's not my fish.
It's better than like a little jar.
Yeah,
they're
that's
usually
true.
In a jar. And they just like, what am I supposed to do
like
in this jar?
They just torture them in stores.
But anyway, we adopted it. It's a rescue.
It's a rescue!
Right?
Was it feral? Did you get it up? Did you rescue it from the streets?
I don't know where it came
from.
From
the hard Seattle streets?
Uh-huh. The fish can't live on streets because it's made of rock.
That was the joke. Thank you.
Thanks for explaining the joke.
Thanks
I'm sure
for,
we all needed the explanation.
Thank you for refuting the joke. I'm sure we all needed you to be taken very literally.
So in other news,
what kind of beta fish? What's the name?
I didn't get to finish the story.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a name because we rescued it.
Okay.
So there's a little card that we could suggest names for it.
And who's compiling these?
I don't know, but I put mine on there, and his name is going to be Nicol Bolas Planeswalker.
Nah, come on, that's not even a good name.
It's not.
No.
Why? He's scaly.
I think. Didn't we already have one named Nicol Bolas? Did we have a sea monkey named Nicol
Bolas? It was a sea monkey named Nicol Bolas Planeswalker.
We also had one named Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Because it came back
and
from
Jesus
the dead.
Too.
Jesus 2 after the...
Yeah, that's good names for... We had 3 sea monkeys that were named.
Yeah, we had a lot of sea monkeys. And then we didn't have any sea monkeys.
And then they
and then
came
we
back.
Had 3 sea monkeys.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, there's a cycle of sea monkeys, and
is
then
it?
You dumped them all down the drain.
Yeah, we had to move. They weren't going to move with us.
You can take them with
They're
you.
They're brine shrimp. We can get more.
But not the same ones.
We can pretend they're the same ones, if that makes you feel better.
Excuse me for just
it's
a minute.
It's Jesus reincarnated, because that's how Jesus works.
Excuse me for
oh, I'm
just
sorry.
A minute.
Did you get a message?
No, I'm going to Amazon to put sea monkeys
you
on
my wish
list. You
get some sea monkeys?
I'm not going to buy them, because you can't buy your own sea monkeys. You have to get
we
them
We bought
from
our own
someone.
Sea monkeys.
No.
Yes, we definitely bought our own
okay,
sea monkeys.
We did, but I just have to put it on my wish list.
This Magikarp looks dead, and it's really creeping me out.
Why is it only How's 3 it? Stars for sea monkeys?
Because they die, dude.
I mean, I had
like
sea
they probably came dead. Okay, cool. Sea monkeys are on your wish list. Good to know. Didn't we have a bigger one than that?
No, it was just the regular size.
The normal
where would our
sea monkeys
live?
Where would they live if they were here?
Yeah.
The windowsill?
Right can't put them on the window. Cook.
Okay.
Put them right here.
They have shrimp for dinner.
They're not real shrimp.
They're brine shrimp.
Do you want to get some triops instead?
No! They have 3 eyes.
I know about
that. That is too many
and
eyes.
They're so cool.
They're horrifying.
Oh, I get.
Why would you even suggest
Did you
it?
Ever see them?
Yes!
Do you know how big they are?
Everybody at home, I'm going to pause for a moment to allow you to Google triops.
Do you know how big they get? They're like 2 inches long. They're like this big. Don't really pause. If you want to look them up, just pause the podcast And Google try ops, like three eyes.
Yeah.
Ops, O-P-S.
Is ops eyes?
Tree, like optic.
Yeah, I guess so.
Try ops, three eyes.
You don't have to Google the three eyes part. Just try ops. Just try it's going to be enough. And then recoil in horror as you realize what fresh hell has been.
And they're 2 inches long.
Pushed upon your poor eyeballs. They're not always 2 inches long.
No, but the ones I saw, there. And I looked at it and I went,
where have you seen them? I've only ever seen pictures.
My friend Carl had them. They're like he just had them as pets.
No! Why? Why?
Because they're creepy F.
Why would he have them, though? They're creepy F is the reason I thought to not have them.
He thought they were cool.
Well, he was wrong.
He's like, they got three eyes. And I'm like, yeah!
That's the whole problem, sir.
So, did I ever tell you about the time when I almost opened a magic shop?
No, I don't think that you did. Why don't you tell me about it?
So I was...
Did you actually almost open it, or did you...
Well, we had plans. We had plans. Me and...
You had real plans, or like 19-year-old plans?
Yeah, well, 19-year-old plans. We wrote them down.
I'll keep that in mind.
We were going to open up a magic store.
We had a crayon and a back of a receipt.
No, we had a notebook.
Oh.
And we had, like, we were going to, like, go to the bank to get financing.
Who was going to give you financing?
Exactly. That's why we didn't go to the bank. There was no magic shop in town.
Right.
Like, no place to play magic.
I mean, there probably was, like, an opportunity. Had you been people with credit history and, mm-hmm. like, adult lives, you probably could have done it.
Right. There were two places that sold magic cards, but nowhere that played.
Right.
So, like, you could buy them at Possum Town Comics from Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
He wore flip flops and had a big dog.
What kind of dog?
A big one. I don't
really
remember.
Really big?
It was like
big and nice.
It was nice, but it was like slobbery.
Yeah, most big dogs are.
But he was just like,
a Saint Bernard is real slobbery.
And
or like
sometimes he would bark, and then Don would tell him to hush.
Mastiffs are slobbery.
I think it was a mastiff.
But they're really cute. Have you ever seen a mastiff?
Yeah.
Do you ever see like a huge like furry dog?
My friend Josh had a bull mastiff,
and
it was like a horse. And his head was like,
I know,
this big.
Eat so much food.
His name was Genghis. He was real good.
They eat a lot of food though.
Like you could hug him real hard.
You get like a big old hug into him.
But he had so many slobbers.
Yeah, you almost gotta like get a drool towel a day just for those guys.
He was real good, but he was real drooly.
Yeah. You can't, like, eat food around him because the drool just, like, starts in the corner of the mouth and it just goes. And it, like, hits the ground and it's just still going. My dog used to do that.
He was a great dog. He was one of my favorites.
Top three dogs.
Of, like...
That you've known.
That I've known.
Of people's dogs that you've known. So, I know, it's a tough one.
Okay.
It's really tough. You got three?
I'm going to put Genghis on that list.
Okay. Who's third on the list? I guess you can't really rank easily.
Yeah. These are just, they're three good dogs.
Okay, three good dogs. Top three good dogs you can think of now.
In no particular order.
Okay.
Genghis? Yeah.
What was good about Genghis? What was the best part about Genghis?
He was very friendly, and he didn't know how big he was. He did not realize that he was 150 pounds of a dog.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't 100. He was real big.
I'm going to put Misha, who's my friend Anne's dog. She's on the list. She's like objectively not a well-behaved dog.
She's not good.
She's good. When we get in the car, she tries to creep up front and I won't let her. And sometimes...
That's what bad dogs
do. And sometimes... No. She tries to creep, like, in the place you would normally... Like, on the console between the two seats, and I won't let her. So if I'm not paying attention, she'll creep over, the side where the seatbelt is, because she's just big enough to get through there, but also big enough that once she started, she can't turn back.
What car are you going
in? In Anne's car.
Okay.
Because we went hiking that one time.
Oh, that's right.
Went to the office that one time.
She was trying
to
creep.
But Misha likes to lick me. She likes to grab my hand with both of her paws and lick it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she likes to lick the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And that's why she's a good... That's why
she's
on your list.
She's cute.
Okay.
She's really cute.
Do you want to know my second dog?
Yeah.
The dog's name was Jake. And he was my friend Carl's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he was real dumb.
Uh-huh.
But he was real good.
Uh-huh.
And he liked to play.
I see a trend. There's this... I have two honorable mentions. They are dogs that are at work with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put my, my number two is my dog Zeke, which my sister's probably going to be mad that he's number two, but he's not the best dog that I knew.
Which is the one that bit people.
That's the same one.
You like dogs that like to attack people.
He was nice to me. I didn't mind.
Oh, just dogs that are nice to you.
Also, he, he bit my stepbrother's face, which is probably the best thing anyone could ever do. So, no, my dog Zeke came in second because he's cute and he was nice and he's dead now.
Right. Most dogs
from are dead. Yeah. Historically, most dogs are dead. Yeah. But my two honorable mentions, one is named Terry. She's some kind of long-haired dog, and she's very nice, but she's very, like, aloof.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really sweet.
What kind of dog is it?
I don't know. She's just got long hair. Some kind of shepherd-y thing. I don't know what they are. But she's pretty. And then my other coworker, and she's only just started bringing this dog in recently, because she's new to the team, and the dog has only started to come in recently. And the dog's name is Woola, and she's like a, I think part pit bull, part something that keeps her small, and she's 1 year old, and she gets really happy when I come over to visit, and she jumps up on me, like, real nice, and she's not supposed to, and she knows she's not supposed to, but she just gets so excited, and her little body can't stop moving, and she likes to eat my sleeves, she likes to bite at my sweatshirt sleeves, like, every time, she just, like, just grabs Red on, and then she also likes to jump on me and lick me, and she's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nice.
Well, that's good.
Who's your number one dog?
My number one dog is Mr. S.
Oh! Little Pooper!
Little Pooper.
I think there might be some hard feelings on that one.
Yeah. Well, he was a cool little dog.
Objectively, kind of a shitty dog. You like bad dogs, too.
Just that one, because he just liked to poop. But he was
a pretty bad dog.
He was all right. He has real bad breath, though.
Yeah. I have another honorable mention.
I have, like, six more honorable
mentions.
Okay,
cool. I just like to talk about cute dogs.
We're going to talk about all the dogs we know.
Okay. My ex had a dog. He had one dog who was shitty named Nemo. I didn't like him. He never stopped licking. He was really annoying. But he had one named Ranger who was super nice and super great. And he was, like, sleek. And he was, like, smart. And he ate a fly for me once. And I will never forget that. There was a big scary fly who looked like it had, like, battle armor. And then Ranger ate it. And he saved me from the fly. And he was so nice and, like, he had, like, a soft face. Like, just, not, like physically soft, but, like nice, like, approachable soft.
Okay.
And he would lick you very daintily. It was really nice.
Do you want to have an honorable mention for the worst dog?
Yeah, I can do that. Right. I know the worst dog. I'm going to do my number one dog, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My number one dog was my ex's parents' dog. His name was Riley. He was a golden retriever. And he was so nice. He, like, I don't think I ever heard him bark. Maybe one time. He would greet you at the door with a stuffed animal. He knew all of his stuffed animals by name. You could tell him to go get, like, his... And they had, like, weird names, too. They gave him, like, weird names, and you would know to go get it.
Right.
Like, go get, like, your blue kachoo, and he'd get it. Because he knew what it was, and he died, too. Yeah. His dogs die.
Right.
It was really nice.
The one thing I know about golden retrievers is they smell bad.
Do they? He didn't smell bad.
Well, if they're not...
Well, if you don't groom them properly or whatever.
Dogs just smell bad.
No, he didn't smell bad at all. And they were really good about keeping their house clean, too. And, like, they had blankets on their couches and stuff that they would change out, so never... And nothing ever got too hairy. And they, like, vacuumed all the time. That's the kind of dog owner you have to be.
Yeah.
That's why I'm never going to own a dog.
Yeah, we're lazy.
We can own a bunny.
Speaking of being lazy, we had five pictures that we did not have frames for a long time.
Excuse me.
But we are...
What happened to worst honorable mention dogs?
Oh. Okay, I'll talk about mine.
Okay.
Bob the Blob.
Bob the Blob? I've heard about Bob the Blob, but I want to hear it again because I like hearing about him.
Bob, I don't know if it was a dog or a puddle.
It's a dog puddle.
It was a poodle, but it was...
My worst dog's a poodle, too!
It was a giant poodle that was super fat, and it would lay in front of every door that anybody ever wanted to go through. And it was just, it'd lay in a spot, and it would make a big white mound that was perfectly round.
So you couldn't get through.
You just couldn't get through the
go
door.
Somewhere else.
And you could open the door and hit him.
He wouldn't move.
You have to find a different door. And you're like, God damn it, Bob the Blob. I don't know if the dog's name was Bob, but I called him Bob the Blob.
My honorable mention for worst dog was Purdy, which was the neighborhood dog when I was like small child, like 4 or 5.
Okay.
And Purdy liked to chase kids around the park and chase them home. And we'd like run screaming because we were terrified of Purdy. Mm. I don't know now if Purdy was actually a bad dog.
Mm-hmm, but you were scared of
it. I think
that
he was. He, I think. Maybe she. I don't really know. What I remember is being terrified of Purdy, and that Purdy was in the park, and once I had to, like, sprint home so that Purdy would stop trying to bother me. Mm-hmm. Like, I would climb up on the slide, and I would get stuck there because Purdy would be at the bottom, and you can't go back down the ladder, and you can't go down the slide because Purdy's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that dog's awful.
Sounds awful.
There was also a dog at work that pooped everywhere. All the time. That dog was the worst.
That's another honorable mention, bad dog.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad dogs in the world, you guys.
Okay, here's the bad dog that I...
Yeah.
Okay, it was...
You talk about your bad dog. Okay. I'm going to go start preparing our snack.
Oh, okay. My my granny was like a housekeeper for like rich people.
Uh-huh.
And one time when they were out of town, they like had like a summer house in Florida or whatever. So she generally... Sometimes she'd have to take care of their shitty Lhasa Apso named Penny.
That's a bad dog.
Oh, it was the worst. It was like a 100-year-old dog that couldn't see anything and just walked into walls.
Oh, there's another,
And it was all, like, dumb haircut.
When I was a kid, this is our second dog-themed episode in a row, by the way. The last one was you role-playing as a dog.
Oh, it was. We just like dogs. We see like, a lot of good dogs.
Really good. Seattle's got a lot of good dogs.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, living in the same house that Purdy was in, our backyard neighbor, the one who had a backyard joint to ours, he had a big dog that we would walk, and then he would pay us to walk it. I don't know how much we got paid, because you're like 5.
Right.
You don't really get paid that much to walk a dog. But the problem was that like the dog didn't want to come out a lot, and we weren't supposed to like venture into the house to find it, but I guess we did. Because we, like, knew we were supposed to walk the dog.
Did you find a dead body?
We thought
body?
That we would get in trouble. No. I think he just didn't want us in his house all over the place.
Did you find a dead body?
No.
In the bathroom?
No, that's not even a thing. If there is one person in the world who I think is least likely to murder somebody, it's that guy.
Yeah. That's who does it, though. The one you least expect.
No, though.
It's always the one you least expect.
I know that it is. But if it... Okay, listen. He was a teacher... If he was going to murder someone, he would have done it before he was done with, like, 45 years of teaching.
Maybe he did.
He didn't. There's no way that Mr. Dunham ever murdered anybody.
You don't have proof.
I mean, it's really hard to get away with murder in a town of 10,000 people. Someone notices.
Not if you go to a different town and pick
and
up
there's
the...
not that... Again, all the towns nearby are smaller.
Yeah, I know. I'm...
Someone would notice.
Listen, you're supposed to
yes
and.
Mr. Dunham is not a murderer.
You're supposed to yes and.
I cannot yes and a negative thing about that guy.
All right.
Do you want
me to tell you about more dogs?
Yeah, tell me about another dog.
Okay. This is a subset of dogs.
Okay.
Known as the dogs my mom had when I was a kid.
Okay.
She had, you've met my mom.
Yeah,
she has,
like 3 or 4
she
dogs.
Always has at least 3 or 4 dogs at any given time. So there was like a whole bunch of them. There was like the ones when I was a kid were all like Dobermans and Rottweilers.
Smells burned, yo.
So there's like, I remember Gypsy and Andrew. Or no, it was my brother called the dog Andrew. I think her name was Sandy?
Sandrew?
Something like that. And then... There was another
Sorry.
One. Fabian was another one.
Fabian.
Yeah, he was a Rottweiler.
I honestly didn't like Rottweilers.
Yeah.
I mean,
I grew up with them, so they're not like... They don't seem mean to me because they're good.
They're just dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're only mean if you train them to be mean.
Yeah, or if you don't train them.
Or if you don't train them at all.
Yeah, then they have
a
chance
dogs.
To be mean. Yeah. Bad dogs are just bad because they don't know any better. Or
yeah.
they're taught to be bad.
Yeah.
Or they
you teach a dog to not be bad.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's hard to teach a bad dog to be good, though, after they're already bad.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes they just bark at you forever.
That's just their life.
Yeah, because somebody was mean to them when they were babies.
Yeah.
and they never forgot about it, and that person might look a little tiny bit like you or have had a voice.
Yeah, that was similar to a person voice.
No, just a voice.
Just had a voice that was mean.
That was a person.
Yeah. Oh, well. But
if I were a dog and someone was mean to me when I was a baby, I would probably try not to forget about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a self-defense mechanism.
So let me tell you about my first snack.
Oh, you have another snack?
Well, it's one I've been sipping on.
You've had a sip snack.
A sip snack. I was sipping on it during our movie that we watched, The Dead Zone.
What movie did we watch?
The
Tell
Dead Zone.
About it.
We watched The Dead Zone.
This new movie from
1983. On the back of the box of Cheerios in the movie, there was a recipe that I saw and I had to look up and post it on Facebook.
I just want to real quick tell you that our snack contains B vitamins.
Oh, B vitamins.
I've been told by the label.
Uh-huh.
This
is something that we've never had before, this snack.
Actually, it's B vitamins.
Vitamins, because
it's a clue, maybe.
Because it's probably an English food.
Best before March of 2018.
All right, we're all set.
A Unilever brand.
I wasn't even done talking about my first snack.
Yeah, go for it.
So I was talking about the movie you were watching, and then I was talking about a different snack.
I'm gonna smell it. It's not that bad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what all the fuss is about.
It's not strong flavor.
It's not strongly smelling.
Very thin.
It's very viscous.
You're right, but it's supposed to be a very thin.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
Doesn't really go all that well.
Anyway, we're watching The Dead Zone. It's a Stephen King movie from 1983 with Chris Walken and Martin Sheen.
Uh-huh.
Who you may know from The West Wing.
Except this is much stickier than I was expecting.
Or other things. Yeah, I thought it would be more like paste, not like
so did I. It's very, very sticky.
Okay.
Like kind of gluey.
Anyway, the thing I was drinking is San Pellegrino Aranciata Rosa. It's blood orange soda. So it's like orange. It's blood orange juice and like fizzy water. And I think some sugar is in here. But it's really good. Yeah, it's water, orange juice, sugar. Oh, and it has black carrot and paprika extract.
Oh, probably for the color.
Yeah, it's water, orange juice, sugar. And that's it. And it's really good. Oh, it's 16% orange juice, 3% blood orange juice. So it has a little bit of blood orange juice in it.
Got it. Yeah, it's probably expensive for blood orange juice, so they can't really sustain
it. It's basically carbonated orange juice, and I like it. All right. So is our snack prepared?
It is prepared. It might have gone too thick. I couldn't go any thinner. I couldn't figure out
how. You have to scrape it across too much bread.
There's a lot of butter on the bread.
Okay, so did you bring the jar?
I might have gone too high on the butter.
Did you bring? That's a lot.
I couldn't go any thinner. I'm sorry.
Let me grab the jar so we can.
It is a lot. I'm sorry.
Okay. So the item that we are tasting is called the. Should I say it? It's Marmite.
It's Marmite, you guys.
Marmite yeast.
I wanted
extract.
To try Marmite for years. I keep looking at it in the store.
All right. I need to have a beverage just in case this is awful.
Yeah. I'm suffering.
Don't eat it yet. I'm gonna get a fizzy drink.
I think that I'm actually gonna be fine with this.
Yeah, I might be. I haven't had it before. I don't know what to expect.
I haven't either, but nothing about the smell is more off-putting than a lot of other snacks we've tried, so.
Yeah. It's English food. English food's always bland, right?
Well, I don't think this one so much. I think there's a reason that this one has a reputation.
All right. The Englishes can't handle it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Also, I should mention the toast is burned.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have a terrible toaster.
Just eat it.
All right. It's really salty.
It is. It's got a lot of umami.
Yeah. It's not bad.
This
is too much, but.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I think I'm most like, the hardest part about it is that it's just really salty.
Yeah, it's salty and it kind of tastes like a very well-cooked meat.
Yeah. It tastes a little bit like fermented soybeans too. I mean, because it's like fermented, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't mind it. It does. You do need to put a lot less on there.
I'm going to scrape some of mine off, actually.
Yeah, you really... Yeah. It's too much of it. It's very salty.
Yeah, that's like the overwhelming flavor I'm getting. It's just really salty.
But it's not bad at all.
No. I think you have to go into it with the right expectations. Right. Here, I'll give you the knife.
Yeah, I'll scrape some off. There's just a lot on here. You're supposed to scrape it as thin as you get it across your bread, as thin as possible.
I tried. What I'm now understanding is that you don't need to cover all the bread. You can just not.
Yeah. It's good, though.
If you want, I can make another bread. You could make a sandwich out of it.
I mean, I could just take a very tiny bit of it and put it on another bread, too. But, I mean, this
Well, no, I mean, to cut the flavor of this one, match another bread to it.
Sure. No, that's fine. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is soaked into this bread.
I like it, but it's so salty.
Yeah, it's very strong flavor. It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not as vomitous as the world would have you believe. Yeah, the number two ingredient is salt.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they could have gone with carrot and onion extracts and then spice extracts and then salt.
Mm-hmm. I do like it, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have it.
Yeah, me too. I'll eat this again.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's, like, recipes.
So Marmite.
It even says on the front, spread thinly.
Yeah, we're into it. We're into Marmite. I can't set it on there. There's all kinds of paper.
I think I can finish this, though.
Yeah.
On account of the salt.
Yeah, it's very salty. There's, like, a
low-sodium Marmite.
But we did it after, how long are we doing this podcast? 5 years?
6 years.
6 years. After 6 years, we finally tried
Marmite.
Really
and should have gotten that one out of the bag like 5 years ago.
And we talked about all the good dogs.
I'm going to drink this Verner's.
Oh, yeah. Diet Verner's with the bent one that I dropped.
I can't set it down.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, anyway, we have done a podcast.
We ate Marmite. We talked about good dogs. That's most of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Doctor Who got really bad and then got a little bit better.
The last episode was cool.
It was kind of boring, but...
Well, I like it because...
The end was better.
I liked it because it was like a throwback episode. Like, it felt like old Doctor Who.
Yeah, it felt like the second Doctor.
Yeah, it felt like I'd say like third or fourth Doctor.
Yeah, but it felt old. And it wasn't like the other episodes have been this season, with the caveat that the first few episodes were really good.
Mm-hmm.
The first like three or four episodes were
then
good.
Then they had the weird arc with the monks.
And the
three episode arc was pretty bad.
Yeah, the monks were, they should
The rest
not.
Of it was cool before that, and then they had a bad three episode arc, and then it's cool again. So I'm not mad at the show.
I think that's Stephen Moffat trying to do an overarching theme, which we've learned he can't do.
Yeah.
He cannot do a sustained storyline.
Right.
The best he's doing right now is all the stuff with Missy, which like... It's really been low maintenance so far.
Yeah, yeah.
My mouth is still really salty.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of the
You
salt
like
flavor.
Salt.
I do like salt. I really do like salt. I really wish that I had used slightly less Marmite.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It tastes like really familiar.
It's like mushrooms. Like, I'd say like burnt mushrooms almost.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not at all bad. Like, if you had like a beef Wellington, it has that flavor to it.
If you'd put this on thick.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah, then you would hate it. You would think it
you
was
can't.
Disgusting.
If you put on, like, jelly on bread, you're having a bad
time. Yeah, you're
going to
have a really bad time. This was, like, not much, you guys. Not much.
Yeah.
And it was still too much.
You just want the tiniest knife tip full.
And honestly, you could probably just use unsalted butter, because you're not going to need the salt from the butter at all in this application.
Yeah. It's good, though. I wonder if there's a way, like, you could just get, like, some butter and mix a tiny bit of that into the butter so you can spread it on.
Oh, just make, like, Marmite butter?
Yeah.
Dude, you totally could. Of course you could.
We'll try that next time.
I'm going to Google Marmite recipes.
There you go.
All right. That was a podcast.
Cool. What do we say at the end? I don't remember.
Ta-ta for now. That's us, right? That's not Tigger.
Okay, bye.
TTFN?
Okay,
Did you ever know that? Did you ever know about TTFN?
Yeah, I know about TTFN. I'm trying to end the podcast and you're still talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Fine, end it.
It's over.
Fine.
Jeez.
Fine.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.